I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
In-depth conversations, matchup breakdown, analysts on every game.
Everything a Steelers fan could want.
This is Fourth Down in the Steel City with your hosts, Adam Crawley and Colin Dunlap.
Hey, Colin, I'm effing working, man.
Yeah, did you see that video with Mike Tomlin?
I did, and it's funny. I mean, I can't sit here and say it ain't funny. I laugh just about every time I watch it. Is it a bad look, though, if Mike Tomlin tells a fan he's effing working whenever the fan was clearly giving Mike Tomlin jovial fan support? I think yes. I think it's a bad look.
Yeah, for a guy that has blinders on seemingly all the time, and a guy who is effing working and generally is able to tune out all the noise and preaches about nameless gray faces and background noise, and we're just focused on what we're focused on, it sure seemed like a pretty innocuous moment to have a moment. You know what I mean? Like, I see the video and I laugh too, and it's funny from a humor standpoint, but it's not going to take Mike Tomlin down. It's not even going to be a demerit in his book.
No.
He won't even get called into the office at all. But what it does for me, at least, it says, like, why do you have to comment on everything? You know, why not just walk past and who cares?
It does make me wonder what's bubbling up underneath for Mr. Mike Tom. We know Aditi Kingwala, who does some stuff for 93.7 The Fan, also nationally for CBS. She said that Mike Tomlin has dabbled in at least putting the feelers out there about TV. And I don't know if there's anything there that's going to bear fruit, that that's anything that's in the offing in the here and the now for Mike Tomlin. But I do wonder how frustrating it is for him to sit there and his team be 5-7 right now. And you just wonder if the pressures of the job, not that he's under any from his boss or anything like that, but the frustration of the job, knowing that you're probably not going to make the playoffs, you wonder if that stuff's bottled up inside and maybe he's a little bit more cantankerous than usual.
And he just seems wound a bit too tight. I don't know. Yeah. Like I said, it's generally a lot of nothing, but normally he meets those moments and doesn't punch down. So I didn't understand the need to do that. It's all bizarre. I would have actually liked to be there and see the full interaction, offered a little bit more context, but I don't know what context we're missing, considering the guy on social media was like, yeah, that's all it was. Like, it was just that. The one thing I'm not here for is the opposite ends of the continuum here. Either Mike Tomlin's the worst guy in the world because he did that, or fans don't need to be anywhere near around there because that, like, the two 10% ends of the spectrum on this. Like, Mike Tomlin's the biggest jerk in the world because he said this. I'm not here for that. And the guy needs to learn his place and not ever say anything to a coach who's working. Like, those two bookends, everybody who has one of those two opinions, to me, is wholly irrational.
Yes.
And they're never going to be – you're never going to be able to have a real conversation about anything with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, where were you on Mike Tomlin before the incident? If you are a Mike Tomlin quote-unquote hater – and an irrational one, you're going to look at that and say, see, guy's a jerk off. Whereas I think if you had a measured opinion on Mike Tomlin, you're probably walking away from that going, not a good look, but they got a lot of other issues they got to deal with. And that's where I am. I'm not in love with a lot of the things that have happened for Mike Tomlin for a while now.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Has he become less robotic in a not positive way for you? Or how would you describe it? The thing, like, has he cracked a little bit?
Well, that was a crack, one that we don't see often. I thought it was a crack last year when he addressed the LSU Doug Whaley comments, where I think he made the point he wanted to make. I think he probably came off worse than he wanted to in making it. We don't see him spouting off on the field. I mean, I don't think it's anything drastic, no. But there have been a couple of moments.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything drastic, but I do see a real Mike Tomlin sort of surfacing. And sometimes it's not, like, pretty, and it's not good. And I take that back. It's not what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing behind the curtain sometimes, and it's kind of – it feels like a guy who feels a little hot under the collar.
Is that the worst thing? I mean, I kind of want him to feel that way. But you wonder where it comes from. If it's just an internal pressure that he places upon himself because he wants to win games and he's competitive, or if there's people above him that are sort of putting their boots down.
Well, okay, I'm glad you took it to that place, because if that is the case, then I would do all I can to make sure that on game day I had perfection, i.e. have somebody help me with the challenges, have somebody help me with the clock. It's like, if he's that worried about all those factors and everything, and that worried about his legacy, or that worried about winning, it's just he hasn't put things into place to make the game day function optimally, I don't think, in his whole career here. And that's been quizzical to me. As much of a taskmaster, he's such a task. Okay, here's what it is for me. He's such a taskmaster that he's walking to the locker room and tells a guy, I'm working, leave me the F alone. But he's not enough of a taskmaster to realize that as he's working, it's imperative to have somebody help him with clock management and replays. Those two things don't fit like a puzzle for me.
No, he needs to be less hands-on. And when Kenny Pickett talked last week about that Benny Snell touchdown run, he said he talked to Mike Sullivan and he talked to Mike Tomlin. That wasn't a fourth down play. Mike Tomlin, to me, shouldn't be involved in that conversation. Mike Tomlin shouldn't be sitting there going run or pass. That shouldn't be his thing. If it's, hey, fourth down, what are we doing here? Of course, he's the head coach. Have all the say in the world. But that's something I wouldn't like him to have a say in. And now we know intimately, because Kenny Pickett spilled the beans, that he does. And we know that he at least calls a lot of the defensive plays, if not all the defensive plays. So now he's got a say in the offense. He's got a big say in the defense. He's in charge of the clock and the game management. It's too much. It's too much. And I don't think his strength was ever to be that guy. And the longer he's been around, the worse the results have been. And it seems like the more's on his plate.
Yes.
I wonder what was on that note card, by the way.
That he was holding?
Yeah.
Personnel.
Yeah.
Personnel for a certain package, for sure. Yeah. Either it probably wasn't special teams, but it probably was a certain play he knew he was going to run and he wanted to make sure, or personnel out of the warning or out of a timeout that he wanted to make sure. Like a special, you know what? If you asked me to guess, I bet it was personnel on either a tackle eligible or personnel on a Derek Watt short yardage thing. Just a triple check.
Derek Watt, he have more touches and targets than George Pickens. What do we make of this? We get to it next. Fourth down in the Steel City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.